Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today, we're wrapping up our the month of February, and we're wrapping up the month of Mads Mikkelsen, which someone pointed out to me I should have made March because it would have been March Mads Mikkelsen, like madness, March madness. I'm not that clever, and I got distracted at one point, and I was like, I really love Polar. I want to talk about it, so I might talk about Mads, and I should have waited a month, but whatever. I missed out. Yes, I get it. March Mads Mikkelsen. It was... I'm not smart enough, apparently, to have gotten that on my own. So... Mads Mikkelsen's month is coming to an end. The last movie we're going to talk about is Valhalla Rising. Valhalla Rising is a 2009 English language Dutch adventure drama film directed by Nicholas Wenden Refn, I think is how you say his name. Most notably, you will know his, well, maybe you won't know his name, but he directed a handful of really good movies. I've only seen 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, this being one of them. So the four movies that I've seen him, that he directed is Bronson, starring Tom Hardy. He did Valhalla Rising. Clearly, obviously, I don't know why I had even had to bring that up. He did Drive with what's his name, Ryan Gosling, where he another very silent character, not as silent as Mads in Valhalla Rising. We'll get there in a minute. Where he beats Oscar Isaac, I think, to death in the elevator with the tire iron. Is it in the elevator? It's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah, you know, that is a thing. And then the last one that I saw was another one he did, the follow-up to Drive, also starring Ryan Gosling, called Only God Forgives. And that movie is fucked up. Just so you know, the stuff he writes, so Bronson is pretty fucking crazy movie. Valhalla Rising is a fucking crazy movie. Only God Forgives is a crazy movie. He didn't write Drive, by the way. Didn't mention that. Only God Forgives is fucking pure madness. And I haven't seen his latest one, his last one he did, called Neon Demon. But I am intrigued to see it. Having rewatched Valhalla Rising again and realized how much I loved it, because it was just... it's fucking brutal and it's simple. There's not much to really go over with it. And I'll talk a little bit about the character that's in it. But I really want to see Neon Demon, which is supposed to be some kind of crazy horror movie Ella Fanning. It's got a bunch of people in it, but Ella Fanning and Keanu Reeves are... two of the big ones. Christina Hendricks shows up in it. I'm just reading off the list here. Desmond Harrington, all names that I know. I just haven't seen the movie, which I should have, but I just didn't ever watch it. It's one of those things where you don't really go see these movies in theaters. I saw Drive in theaters, which was nuts. That's it for Nicholas Wenden Refn, I believe his name is pronounced. I don't know if it is or not, but that's him. He's a Danish dude who directs movies and writes stuff, and he is pretty fucking crazy. His movies are pretty fucking out there. But Valhalla Rising is it's a whopping 92 minutes, so an hour and 32 minutes long. It is very artistic. I was trying to find a a word that didn't sound like I was shitting on it. It's artistic in the way it's shot. It's artistic in the way it's written and the way it's performed. There's very little dialogue in the movie. None of it delivered by Mads Mikkelsen's character known as One Eye. I'll give you a little reference on why he's called that in a second. Plus, he has a weird thing about losing it. I have a fucking weird, something weird in his eye. Polar, he gets his left eye stabbed out by a scalpel. Spoiler alert. In Casino Royale, his eye is all jacked up and it keeps bleeding tears. Which a lot of people think he had like an X-ray thing in there. That's why he's able to play cards so well. But I don't think that's the way, because he wouldn't win all the time. Anyhow, and in this one, he literally has only one eye because his left eye is completely scarred over, like a cut out or stabbed out or something crazy, which you never find out why, or you know what happened to him. But so the movie is basically this: Mads Mikkelsen plays a character named One Eye, who is being held captive by Norwegians. He's basically forced to fight to the death against other prisoners for money and for, I guess, the chieftain's fame or glory? I'm not really too sure. It's kind of fucked up. And it's a little bit of a huge part in the movie, but not the main focus of the movie. Mads' performance in this is, some would say, not that impressive, but it's actually really impressive because he plays a lot of the emotion on his face. Granted, there's not a whole lot of emotion to give, but that's because he's angry all the time. But he is terrifying in this movie. He does some very disturbing things. He bites the neck out of the carotid artery out of one guy. Well, I think it's not carotid artery, but he bites a big, large chunk out of the side of the dude's throat in the middle of a fight. And his fighting, he's handicapped even more. So the first time you see the fights, there's two guys fighting. One beats the other one up, and that's it. Then they bring One Eye in. They chain him to a pole, and they have two guys fighting against him. And he literally is, as he's charging at one guy, another guy grabs a chain and holds him back. So he goes after him, knocks him down, rips his throat out with his mouth, just bites a big chunk. It's pretty savage. While getting punched in the back by the other guy, spits out the wad of flesh. The guy's crawling away and bleeding profusely and collapses in the mud. And then grabs the other guy, beats him a little bit, wraps the chain around his neck and runs with it, and then as the chain gets taut between him and the pole, it snaps a guy's neck. Pretty brutal. Next fight, he beats a guy's head in with a rock. Then he has this prophetic vision of him finding an arrowhead in some water. Well, next time he goes for a bath, he actually, in this little pond-ish thing, sure enough, he dives underwater and he sees an arrowhead. He puts it in his mouth, hides it, brings it back. But, you know, he basically bides his time. He cuts himself loose, kills the chieftain and all of his men, strings up the priest, who then he guts later on, the boy that's with them, which you don't really know who he is. He doesn't seem to be the son of him. He can be he's a thrall. Which, by the way, if you don't know what a thrall is, I'll read you the definition real quick, even though I looked it up earlier. A thrall is an old Norse or Icelandic word for, I want to say it was, slave or indentured servant? Slave. Yep, slave. And so he's the one they use to as essentially just the go-to between them and One Eye. So he brings One Eye's food. He helps chain him up. So if One Eye decides to go crazy, they lose him, the boy, instead of one of their own. So that's kind of fucked up. So from there, he kills everybody, He basically ties up the priest. The priest is berating him about him going to hell. And now, like, when the priest dies, he's going to go to heaven and be surrounded by his loved ones. Well, One Eye decides to give him that, so he walks over with his trusty arrowhead, slices him open, reaches inside, and pulls his insides out and dumps him at his feet while he's tied to this rock, and then just walks away, taking the severed head of the chieftain, goes over, puts it on a giant spear in the ground, and then proceeds to walk in an easterly direction, or a direction, I don't know if it's easterly, but just walks in a direction. Shortly after that, he finds out he's being followed by the boy. The boy's terrified. But he joins him. He doesn't threaten him at all. You know, he has an axe, by the way. One Eye has an axe, the one he used to brutally kill a couple of the guys. I guess technically only killed one of the guys with the axe. The other guy ran away. Which I believe was the chieftain's son, I think. It doesn't really matter. So he runs off. Earlier when he was killing everybody. So they're wandering and they run into a bunch of Christian Norsemen who are basically persecuting heathens in the Scandinavian Scotland. They talk to the boy because One Eye doesn't talk. Then they decide they're going to bring him they need a warrior. They're going to bring him to the Holy Land. Well, that doesn't go so well because they're on the boat. The thick fog sets in. They can't see where they're going. And they end up kind of lost at sea, so they think. And at one point, one of them attacks One Eye, who then defends himself and guts the guy on the boat. Everyone's like really tense. The captain's like, hey, or the general, as he is referred to, is like, hey, maybe we shouldn't fuck with this guy. It's not his fault. And so they sit out there, and then they find out they're in fresh water because the boat has then flowed into a river from the ocean. Because their supplies are running out and they don't know where they're at, they can finally drink the water, so they're not going to fucking die of thirst. They get set upon by a bunch of locals who are shooting stone-tipped arrows at them and spears. A bunch of them die. And then One Eye and the boy, along with the captain's son, or the general's son. Is the general's son, right? Oof. It's hard to say, because you don't really know who's who for the most part. Leaders, general, I'm not too sure what he's called. But anyways, the son decides to go with him, and because of this, his father stabs him a little bit. So not so fatherly love. And they wander around. They reach the top of this mountain. The son asks One Eye to tell him why he has gone through this horrible journey. But One Eye remains, of course, ever silent. Then the leader's son decides to go back not to leave his father, and the second in command is left to presumably die in the mountains. The father stayed behind, I should say. The leader stayed behind and to be killed by the arrows, which is, I mean, pretty crazy. He didn't want to give up the boat, or I don't know, I'm not too sure what it was. They were going to try to conquer the land because they were like, oh, well, we're here. Might as well just conquer where we're at. So he dies by being filled with arrows. The son heads back. The second command is left to die in the mountains, presumably, because he has the stab wound in him. That's the one that stabbed, not the son. The second command is what is stabbed for giving up on the leader and has chosen to follow One Eye, so he gets a little stabby stab, and of course he's not doing so well in the mountains, and he dies. We guess. They don't really tell us what happens to the two of them. They just, one is got a bad stab wound, and the other one is just drifting off towards where was Hostiles a little bit ago. As wandering, One Eye and the boy eventually reach the coastline. Then they are very soonly met by a menagerie of warriors, donned in clay-covered armor. One Eye acts like he knows them. He looks at them. He then, because he has foreseen the events in a vision he had, he puts his hands on the boy's arm, then walks to the middle of the tribesmen. He drops his axe and his knife and closes his eye. One of the warriors gets what's happening, takes him down with a blow to the back of the head before all the other tribesmen attack and basically just destroy his body. You see the spirit of One Eye walk into walk away from his body, and he walks to a thing called a cairn, I believe it's called, which is a organized stack of stones, usually to mark the border of something. This is used to basically mark the border of Valhalla. I'm just assuming, because they don't really tell you, there's no fucking subtitles or any narrative. So the tribesmen see the boy. They basically withdraw from the ocean, the beach area, leaving the base back into the forest, leaving the boy alone to stare looking out at the ocean. And then the sky draws dark, and you can see One Eye's face appear in the clouds. Boom, end of movie. Highly recommend watching it if you like these crazy, extremely violent movies. It's an art movie, so there's just a lot of subtext. You kind of have to pay attention to what's going on. It took me, this is my fifth or sixth time watching it. And a lot of what I just read you is I'm reading off of a website. I'm reading off Wikipedia. The thing I like with the movie is it's, a lot of people are like, it's pretentious. I think it's just this cool Nordic tale about this silent warrior who wants nothing more than to die. Apparently, somewhere he knows, or at least goes out, is killed by a great warrior. I'm not too sure, but that's what happens. And you see him going past that cairn, and I think that's the gates of Valhalla. Anyways, that's really it for that. Really, really cool movie. I like it a lot. It used to be available on Netflix. Now it is not available on any streaming service I found. But you can get it for $12 or $13 on iTunes. As well as you can rent it for a couple bucks too if you want to just check it out. But I didn't see anywhere available. I didn't check for price wise renting or owning on anywhere else. I owned it, so I said watch it on iTunes, but I don't remember seeing if it was available anywhere else when I did my looking beforehand. And I honestly forgot I had bought it on iTunes because I went to do a search, and I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to search for it. I don't remember it seeing any other option other than iTunes. And then it's like, hey, do you like to play on iTunes? And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to go with this. And I clicked on it and started playing, and I was like, oh, yeah, I bought this a while ago. So anyways, that's it for Mads Mikkelsen month. I ended with one of my favorite movies with him in it, which is Valhalla Rising. I started the month with Polar, which is one of my favorite new movies with him in it, because it's just fucking madness the entire time, which is awesome. Then we did Casino Royale, we did King Arthur, and then, of course, we did Valhalla Rising today. And I think that's it for this episode. So, I don't know what I'm going to do for March now, I'm not smart enough to remember to do this for that, or thought about it ahead of time. So I don't know what I'm going to do next month. So tune in next week when you find out what next month's theme is. it might be something you know, maybe something you don't know. I don't even know yet, so hard to tell. Can't give me clues away other than it's going to be something I watched, read, or listened to, or played, or have never done and did it for that month. I have no idea. Maybe I'll just do something I've never seen before. I guess I could do follow-up. I could do Nicholas Winding Refn's movies. Nicholas Winding Refn. Good Lord. Maybe I'll do his movies next month. I don't know yet. We'll find out. Anyhow, short episode this week. I haven't started reading anything new. I've been trying to finish The Passage while not reading enough in the last couple weeks at all. Mainly just listening to it on my drive to and from work. I really should be reading it as well because I really enjoy it. But I've been trying to do other things like play Anthem and watch some television shows. I'm watching a lot of wrestling lately. Really got back into wrestling. There's so much wrestling to watch, though, so it's just fucking hard to do. Hard to get through a lot of it because there is so much of it. But anyways, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, I am your host, Cody. This has been The Awesome with Cody, and we're wrapping up the month of Mads Mikkelsen. So everybody, like normal, let's be awesome. Talk to you guys next week.